Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 14, text 6. Tatra
cha
kvachit atapodaka nipan vishayan upathavati pana kojana vyavayari yasana lolupaha tatra cha kvachit atapodaka nipan vishayan upathavati pana bhojana vyavayari vyavayari vyasana lolupaha. Tatra,
tatra,
there,
there,
in the phantom place,
in the phantom place.
Cha, also,
also,
kvachit,
kvachit,
sometimes,
sometimes,
atapa,
atapa,
udaka,
udaka,
nipan,
nipan,
like the water in a mirage,
like the water in a mirage,
in the desert,
in the desert,
vishayan,
vishayan,
the objects of sense enjoyment,
objects of sense enjoyment,
upathavati, runs after.
Runs after.
Pana,
pana,
to drinking.
Drinking.
Bhojana,
bhojana,
to eating.
Eating.
Vyavaya,
vyavaya,
to sex life.
Sex life.
Adi,
adi,
and so on.
And so on.
Vyasana,
vyasana,
with addiction.
Addiction.
Lolupaha,
lolupaha,
a debauchee.
A debauchee.
Sometimes in this house in the sky, Gandharva Puda, the conditioned soul drinks, eats, and has sex. Being overly attached, he chases after the objects of the senses, just as a deer chases a mirage in the desert. Purport. There are two worlds, the spiritual and the material. The material world is false, like a mirage in the desert. In the desert, animals think they see water, but actually there is none. Similarly, those who are animalistic try to find peace within the desert of material life. It is repeatedly said in different shastras that there's no pleasure in this material world. Furthermore, even if we agree to live without pleasure, we're not allowed to do so. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that the material world is not only full of miseries, dukkhalayam, but also temporary, ashashvatam. Even if we want to live here amid miseries, material nature will not allow us to do so. It will oblige us to change bodies and enter another atmosphere full of miserable conditions. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Jain Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadatayam Adhati Shapadatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Tata Kamadam Sri Guru Vaishnavamstra Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Mitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parishana Setam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Shwapagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamstra Hare Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamsana Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prasha Panusute Devi Pranamami Muni Priye Vancha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyaeva Cha Adhita Nam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gopinath Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Quachit, tatra cha quachit atapodaka nibhan vishayanupatavati pana pojana vyavayadi vyasana lolupaha. Maharaj, or rather Jodhpadat, is continuing to enlighten Maharaj Rahugana. He is told of a forest of material enjoyment, giving a dense allegorical description. And in this chapter, he further describes the meaning of that allegorical account. Here, Gandharvapur. Gandharvapur means the city of the Gandharvas. That's the literal meaning. The intended meaning is a place that doesn't exist. Just as there's an expression in Bengali, the eggs of a horse. Horses' eggs don't exist. Or in English, sometimes we say pie in the sky. Pie in the sky. It's not really there. So Gandharvapur means a city or a palace of the Gandharva. It's a place of heavenly enjoyment where everything is wonderful, and especially where one's home is a celestial happy place. This is called Gandharvapur. Akasha Pushpa is another such term. Flowers in the sky. Akasha Pushpa. Gandharvapura Akash Pushpa. Yes. So a phantom place, Gandharvapura. Elsewhere, it's described as being one's home. A person buys a home or builds a home and then wants to embellish it and then improve it and in so many ways make it very nice and have it be a place of happiness, home sweet home. But Gandharvapur, it's an imagined place of happiness because it's situated in the material world where happiness is mythological. The material world is described in the Bhagavad Gita, dukkhalya shashvata, not sukhalya shashvata, not a place of happy of permanent happiness, but dukkhalya, a place where there are so many miseries. This body gives so many miseries. the mind gives so many miseries. The environment gives so many miseries. Now it's very hot and humid, so that's one kind of misery. And when it's not hot and humid, some other misery will be there. And other living beings give us miseries, whether it's flies or viruses or our own family members. These kind of miseries also come upon us. So the material world is described as dukkhalaya. And the home is the attempt to establish sukkhalaya. Like people, name their homes in different ways as sukkhalaya. What is Ananda Vihar? And they're naming their home Sukhalaya Shashvata, the place of eternal happiness, but it's not. And even if one thinks, no, my home is Sukhalaya, then a Shashvata, one can't stay. One will be kicked out by circumstances, just the job market changes, we can no longer afford the house. Or finally death comes and everything is taken away. Mrityu sarva rascha. Therefore the home sweet home is described as Gandharvapur. In the previous verse it said that due to ignorance one becomes lusty and engages in fruitive activity because his mind is absorbed in these activities. He sees the material world as permanent, although it is temporary, like a phantasmagoria, a house in the sky. So that's Gandharvapur, the house in the sky, where the conditioned soul is imagining that he can enjoy. All we have to do is get money and spend money and we can be happy. This is the illusion. I'll get a good job, therefore this whole society is geared that way. That if we get a son, we should get him educated, and by an education, he'll get good money. By good money, he'll have a happy life at home and his life will be successful. This is called Maya. Because the money doesn't buy happiness. Earning money doesn't mean... There was some study, some survey taken, some happiness index, where are people the most happy? They found someplace like Bangladesh or someplace that was very low on the economic scale. People were more happy. And of course, in places like America, you just have to see. I walk down the street in America and I don't see that everybody is in ecstasy. Face is the index of mind. And you can see from the faces of people how they're in anxiety, how they're feeling frustrated in so many ways. And the things that they're doing for happiness are desperate. So it's not that money means the more money, the more happiness. The bigger the house, the greater the enjoyment. No. But we're arranging our lives as if that were so, making that the focus of our attention, how to make money and how to improve our living condition, and then how to engage our descendants, sons, daughters.
Now the daughters have to be educated also so that they can have a good career, so that they can make good money, so that they can be happy. That also doesn't work. But one is imagining that there will be happiness in this way. Especially in Kali Yuga, he's imagining how happy it will be, she's imagining how happy it will be. They get married, they have some children, and then they get divorced. If it was so happy, why did you get divorced? But 50%, roughly speaking, of the couples are divorcing. Why are you divorcing yourself from that place of unlimited happiness? But because it's turned out to be something else. Radhasastu palam dukkham. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that happiness in the mode of the fruit of happiness in the mode of passion is suffering. Radhasastu palam dukkham. And agyana tamasam palam. And the fruit of happiness in ignorance is more ignorance, darkness. Agyana tamasam palam. The fruit of work in the mode of darkness is ignorance. Well, because people are in Rajagun, Tamagun, their life is full of ignorance and suffering. Sattvam sanjayate, sattva sanjayate gyanam. Sattvat sanjayate gyanam. From the mode of goodness, knowledge arises. But it's not that now that I've got knowledge, now I can enjoy material happiness. Knowledge means to know that this material world is not the place of happiness. The place of happiness is the spiritual world. So it's a fundamental error that let me stay here and be happy. Let me work for enjoyment. Therefore, religion that aims at that is called Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. And in Bhagavad Dharma, this is kicked out. Dharma prochita kaitavacha padamo nirmat saranam satam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, cheating religion, from the very beginning, is rejected. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the real business of life is not dharmartha kama moksha. The real business is love for Krishna. Prema pumartha maha. And life should be molded in such a way that one can achieve that goal. Tatra cha kvachit atapa udaka nibhan vishyan upatavati. The conditioned souls are running after enjoyment. Upatavati. And what is that running after enjoyment? It's compared to the situation of the deer who sees a mirage in the desert. Probably you've seen, living in the desert, how sometimes when it's very hot, the heat itself creates what appears to be water in the desert. And as human beings, we can understand, wait a second, that's not water, that's just an illusion. But the deer may see that water and think, oh, there's water here, and chase after that water. And of course, going out into the desert for water, the deer dies. So it's thinking that it's running after water, but really it's chasing death. And the conditioned souls in the human form of life are also pursuing their own death by chasing after sense gratification. Sometimes it's literal death. By their time, their programs for sense enjoyment, they invite death. they have sex and get AIDS, or they do dangerous things for enjoyment, or what have you. Or practical examples given in Bhagavatam, they go diving for pearls. Oh, by getting pearls, we'll get money, and by money, we'll enjoy. But instead, sometimes by diving for pearls, they expire. Or by doing other things. Sometimes some man chases after a woman, and her family members finish him off. Sometimes he runs after a married woman and the husband finishes him off. He thinks he's chasing enjoyment. He's chasing death only. Sometimes in very literally chasing death. Otherwise, by forgetting his spiritual life, he's chasing death. Ye ke chatmahano jano. They're described as killers of the soul. Or in Bhagavatam, Pashugna, those who are killing themselves. That also, sometimes people work so hard, the expression is, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. And quite often they do. They're working so hard that they die prematurely of anxiety, overwork, ulcers. Here also, the construction workers, they come to Dubai looking for money, and then they're working in difficult conditions, and sometimes they die also. So chasing after enjoyment, like the deer chasing after the mirage. Pana Pojana Vyavaya Adi Vyasana Lolupaha. Lolupaha means a debauchee. In one sense, everyone in this material world is a debauchee. Person, what is a debauchee? What does the word mean? Generally, I probably, if we looked it up in the dictionary, we'd find some interesting etymology. Seems like it's French. In any case, the meaning is that one is so much after, so addicted to enjoyment that he becomes degraded. He becomes degraded. Like a man is simply after drinking and woman hunting. He'll do anything and everything. So the more civilized persons say, he's just a debauchee. Goes from one woman to another woman, one club to another club. He's a debauchee. Comes from a good family, but he's a debauchee. He goes after anything for enjoyment. So in one sense, all the conditioned souls are debauchees, because we've degraded ourselves to this material world of independence, supposed independence, and we're trying to enjoy matter, which is the inferior energy of the Lord. Or we're trying to enjoy, yes, that which doesn't exist, asat. Asat means that which has no meaning, no real existence, like the mirage. We're imagining that it's something enjoyable. But it's made by the illusory energy of the Lord. Tejo bari mridam yata vimiyo. It's an illusion. And we're trying to enjoy the illusion. This is my. Oh, bhojana. By eating, that's one kind of degradation. We see that people are just and eating and eating. They become fat, they become terribly unhealthy. They become gross. We see people, you know, stuffing themselves. And ordinary people think, this is so gross, this person. I just can't stop eating. He's always got his, you know, always opening the refrigerator door. Or he's always, where's food? It becomes gross, like a pig. Pojan. Or he's more refined in his tastes. But this is what where he looks for happiness, to eat in fine restaurants. And these fine restaurants are mostly obnoxious, to the point of eating snails and eating fish eggs. So many things that are supposed delicacies that are actually disgusting. To eat the entrails of animals, the guts of animals, stuffed very nicely. To be, all of the meat eaters, to be feasting on blood and flesh, or crab meat, scouring the sea in the Manu Sangita said the person who eats fish eats everything, because the fish are like scavengers. Whatever is thrown in the ocean, that's what they eat. Whatever's there on the ocean floor, they're eating, and then we're eating the fish. So, and then it's supposedly a refined thing. You give the fish a French name, and it's something very, it's a great delicacy, and you can charge a lot of money for it. But a civilized person sees this is all nasty, all meat and fish and eggs, nasty business. Or even among the vegetarians, they're restricting themselves, but the business is enjoyment. Agayu Indriya Ramo Mogam Parta Sajivati. He's living simply for the enjoyment of the senses, and therefore he's sinful. Yagyartat Karmanon Yatra Loko Yam Karmabandhana. One has to act for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, one is just entangling oneself in karmic reactions. And that means becoming degraded. So here, debauchee, sometimes there are those who are generally recognized as debauchees, although they may be college administrators, heads of corporations, professors, big men, sophisticated men, heads of global institutions. Still, they're debauchees. They may be presidents of countries, but they can't keep their hands off their secretary or give up the habit of going after one woman after another. One of our great American presidents, he said, if I go 3 days without a woman, I start getting headaches. He was a famous woman hunter, even though he was being portrayed in the press as, at the time, as an ideal family man. The press corps used to call him Mattress Jack. You know, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means soft bedding. So this gentleman, was the press corps used to call Mattress Jack, because he had the same inclinations, although he was the head of a great nation. He was a debauchee at the same time. But whether an agreed-upon debauchee or not, everyone who's come to this material world is degrading himself. And the center of degradation is the mind. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it said, Uttaredatmanatmanam, natmanam avasadiyet.
Atmanatmanam,
Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmayavadmanajitaha anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatmayavadshatruvat. Utaredatmanatmanam natmanam nasadiyet. The mind is the best friend or the worst enemy. For the person who's controlled the mind, it's the best friend. And for the person who's failed to do so, it's the worst enemy. Uttaredatmanatmanam. One should elevate oneself by the mind. The mind is meant for being fixed in Krishna consciousness so that one can be elevated to the kingdom of God. But natmanam avasadiye, instead, people degrade themselves by their minds. And we see that they're not only engaged in degraded life, but they're stimulating their minds for degradation. Their reading matter is full of passion and ignorance. Degradation. Their music is full of degradation. It's become practically the standard now. That music, well, the term is sex, drugs, and rock and roll. The music is focused on passion and ignorance. And so much of the grossest forms of degradation are found in popular music. Fantasy, some of the recent rap music was criticized for having just gross fantasies of degraded activities. Not manam avasadiye, the uncontrolled mind drags the conditioned soul down. Why? Because one is thinking that here is enjoyment. So, of course, there's gross, degraded music, novels, fiction, full of degrading things. Movies, again, full of degradation. But even when it's not grossly degraded, when it's simply nice stories of good, clean people doing ordinary things, still is degradation because it's disconnected from Krishna. And as soon as we disconnect our minds from Krishna, at once it's degradation. So bhojana, pana, of course to drink, liquor is a sign of sophistication, fine wine, classified by what region it was grown in, what year, and those who have a cultivated taste will appreciate this rotten, fermented stuff. So fine wine, for those who are cultivated, it's fine wine. For those who are less cultivated, beer. There are whole countries where beer is a cornerstone of the way of life. In Russia, it's vodka. Mr. Gorbachev at one point proposed outlawing vodka. And all the writers and artists and what to speak of the general people were at once in protest. This is our way of life. Vodka, beer, wine. And through these things, enjoyment. Wine, woman, and song. Pana, pojana, and vyavayadi. Vyavaya means sex, and adi means starting with. So starting with all of these things, or especially starting with sex. Yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham ituchcham kandu yanena karayor yivadukadukham. Grihamedi Sukha, for the materialistic householders, this is the center of enjoyment, sex life. One meaning of meti is pole. We see in India the animals, the bulls, are threshing grains by going round and around and around and around a pole. So for the materialistic householders, this sex life is the medhi. Therefore, griha medhi. It's a home, but the home is meant for sex enjoyment. And then from the expansions of sex enjoyment in the form of children and others, then we'll get the children married and they can have sex. And this is enjoyment. Now we have children and grandchildren and so many, and nicely dressed and cooking nice food, and living in a beautiful, in a big house. The house is expanded. We have to add rooms to accommodate the new family members. And this is taken as increasing our happiness. But Shatpada says that this is illusion. This is the business of the deer chasing after the mirage. One is living in the Gandharvapur, eating nicely, drinking nicely, having good sex. And in this way, degrading oneself. Because who but a degraded person would become addicted to something which has no permanent existence, has no meaning, which is disconnected from the absolute truth, and which causes suffering in the end. Either it becomes suffering in this life. There's disease, there's divorce, there's violence, there's whatever. Or there's disappointment. We're doing so well in business, and then the business fails, or the government finds out how we're doing business, or the government takes away our money by tax. Or the enjoyment becomes a source of suffering, because it's so enjoyable, I'm so addicted to it, that I have to come back in another body to continue the program of enjoyment. And in this way, subject myself to repeated birth and death. Sadasad yoni janashu. Purusha prakriti stohi. Bhunte prakriti janguna. Karanam guna sangasya. Sadasad yoni janashu. The living entity in the material world thinks that the material energy is something he can enjoy. And there are so many varieties of enjoyment provided by material nature. Pursuing these enjoyments, he becomes entangled in the complexities of material nature. And sadasad yoni janashu. This is the cause of his being forced to accept one lifetime after another, in higher and lower species. Sometimes he goes to a higher species and thinks, yes. And sometimes he goes to the lower species, and there too he thinks, yes, this is enjoyment. The monkeys are thinking that their enjoyment is very nice. And the demigods are thinking their enjoyment is very nice. But everyone in this material world is degraded because they've lost their real position, that my business is not to enjoy, my business is to serve Krishna. In the army, some soldiers are supposed to be on duty, but instead they're off in the red light district chasing after them. Then they're degraded, sometimes demoted also, but degraded. So our duty is to serve Krishna, and instead we're trying to enjoy this material world, which is and attain some goal which is illusory, chasing after water in the desert. So Jhadpada's instructions are very much to the point. He's speaking to a great king, Ruhuna Maharaj. My dear king, your enjoyment is rubbish. You're chasing after the Gandharvapur, illusory palace in the sky. And you think you'll be happy by eating, by drinking, by sex, and so on. But this is all maya. One has to engage in the service of Krishna if one wants to actually come to the real business of human life. Okay, let's see what kind of questions there might be.
You're mentioning mode of goodness brings us to knowledge. But our environment puts us so much into mode of passion and ignorance, sometimes even in the devotee community. What should be our endeavor?
Our endeavor should be to be Krishna conscious. We can't blame the devotee community. It's us. If I'm in the mode of ignorance, or if I'm in the mode of passion, I can't blame it on others. It's me. Purna Shuddha Nityamukta Vinata Namanamina. There's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. And therefore, one who chants purely is situated on the spiritual platform. Nirdosham hi samam brahma tasmad brahmani te stutam. He's situated on the nirgun platform when he's engaged purely in Krishna service. But if we do something else, whose fault is that? If we're engaged in some other business than devotional service, then it has to be according to the modes of material nature. Of course, we're all accustomed to other things than devotional service. And therefore, this is a curative program. This is our material disease, the disease of trying to enjoy this material world. And it's very difficult. Therefore, there are so many programs, Alcoholics Anonymous, because one is addicted to alcohol. He's trying to stop drinking, but he can't give up drinking. There's another organization, Sexaholics Anonymous. Same problem, but sex. And he knows that I'm getting myself into misery, but he can't stop. So here's the right method, not simply stopping, but engaging in devotional service to Krishna. Vaso Varja Vasopyasya Parandrishva. Something else? From one point of view, all right, the environment is full of passion and ignorance. So we have to create a different environment. If the world is full of, suppose the world is full of passion and ignorance, then the home should be in the mode of goodness. Not that because the world is ignorant, my home should also be ignorant. The world is full of passion. So the world is not enough. I have to have a VCR full of rented videos which depict passionate activities, ignorant activities, sex and violence. If I, or television, be the same thing. So if I... Now, if I invite such things into my home or spend money to acquire such things, then why aren't we in the mode of goodness? What can we expect? The mode of goodness has to be cultivated, or transcendence has to be cultivated. It's not the default mode of the material world, especially in the present day. The default modes are passion and ignorance, especially in Kali Yuga. So if you want to come to the mode of goodness or transcend the modes of nature, then it requires diligent effort, concentrated effort. It will not happen automatically. And of course, collectively, in numbers, there's strength. So we have meetings like this, and we discuss Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, serve Krishna. And that will be effective. Is that all right? Something else? Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glories to Srila
Prabhupada.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.